Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parsha Shmini, Parshas Para, Tavshin Ayin Tes, Alon Shmini, Zchus Sefur Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Bat, Yibasor Shachar Yisrael, Yaman Samcha Ben Adin Amin, Yibasor Shachar Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Kli Yakar. Perek Tes, Pazik Beis, Vayamar Al Aron, Kalcha, Egal Ben Malkar, Lechatos, Ayol Yoyla, Timimim, Hakrif, Vene Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell Aron to take this Egal Ben Bakar, to the carbon chatos, to be able to bring it and to sacrifice it to other Rabbonu Shem. And we know on this eighth day of the Miluim, Aaron was first entrusted with the avoda and the organization of the Mishkan. And what happened was that both Aaron and Israel each brought a carbon as a tikkun for the chet eagle. But if you look closely, Chazal tell us that Aaron's eagle was a carbon chatas, and the Klai Yisrael's eagle was brought as a carbon ola. Why? Ask the Kli Yakar. Why the difference? Why is Aaron a chatas and why is Klai Yisrael considered a carbon ola? Says the Kli Yakar, fascinating answer. He said that a carbon chatas is only mechaper for a bad action, but not for a bad thought. What happened? Aaron Kohen, he didn't have any intention to bring the avodah zara. He just did it to get away from Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to get down. So he needed a kapara for his actions only, but not for his thoughts. That's why he only had a carbon chatas, a carbon oila. You need a kapara for your action and your thoughts. Klai Yisrael wanted to sin, so therefore they brought a carbon ola, not a carbon chatas. Aaron didn't have any machshava to sin. He just did the action. Therefore, he brought the carbon chatas. And Klai Yisrael had both intentions of bad thoughts and bad actions as well. And I thought this connected idea, the Kushet Tzermagid. The Mishnah tells us, the Pirkei Avos, that one should not only learn for oneself, one should learn to help others grow as well. Halomen alamanas amalamanas alamid. As the Pasuk says, ki adam la'omal yulad, we're put in this world to work. And says the Kushet Tzermagid, la'omal stands for lilmot amanas alamid. We learn in order to teach. It's not just good enough for us to be able to grow ourselves. We have to inspire others. We have to be a light unto our nation and to the nations overall. And I think that very much connects to this idea of the Kli Yakar. Obviously, Aaron HaKohen was trying to affect others, and he was trying to be able to inspire them and connect with them. And all the sermons say he came from a good place, but on the flip side, it's to be able to make sure that what we're doing, our own positive actions, we make sure to affect others as well. Beautiful insight of the Kli Yakar and the Kushet Tzermag. Moving on to idea number two. Right? So the second idea comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk. Perek Tes, Pasuk Hei, just a few Pesukim later. V'yichu Eis Asher Tziva Moshe El Paneu Ol Moed, V'yekruvu Kol Eda V'yamdu L'fnei Hashem. Right? They took everything that Moshe commanded and they brought to the Ol Moed, they were sacrificed, and they brought all the Karbonos and they stood in front of the Bono Shom. That's the Tefer Shlomo. What's the deeper idea here? V'yakrivu and then V'yamdu says the Tefer Shlomo, beautiful idea. When a person has Mesiris Nefesh and he puts himself and he goes has a little more dedication to the Rabbanu Shem, a little more loyalty in his learning, in the Avodas Hashem, and Adam Chaver Ben Adam L'Makom, then he feels the Shechina. Then, Vayamdil Fnei Hashem. First, it's got to be Akrivo. First, you have to put in your effort. Then, the Rabbanu Shem, Vayamdil Fnei Hashem. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll feel me a little more. Habal Etar Mesayin Oso. You do your part, the Rabbanu Shem will do his part. And I thought this connected to idea. We're still dripping out of Purim a little bit. So, I saw a beautiful insight from Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Rav Yonasan Eibshitz explains, What was the Mordechai thinking? Not bowing down. It was a death sentence for Klai Yisrael. He caused Klai Yisrael to have a death sentence. Why did he do that? Says the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, a beautiful idea on Mesiris Nefesh. The Mesiris Nefesh of Mordechai. The Medrash tells us that Mordechai knew Haman's elaborate plan to kill Klai Yisrael. And what did he say? He said, listen, Haman will kill me. Next week he's going to want to kill Klai Yisrael. And Achashverosh is going to say, no, you can't kill Klai Yisrael. Because the only reason why you want to kill them is because Mordechai didn't bow down to you. You're biased. You're not thinking straight. I'm not going to let you. That was the Mesiris Nefesh of Mordechai, which I think connects very much to this Mesiris Nefesh over here by Aaron HaKohen. The Bono Shom sees, at the end of the day, we're trying to do our best. Vayakriva, we're doing our Mesiris Nefesh. Then we'll be zeich to Vayamdil Lefnei Hashem. That was the insight from Yonasan Eibshitz, the Mesiris Nefesh of Mordechai as well. Beautiful insight to Tefer Shlomo and the Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Rebbe of Melech, the Nomai Melech, whose Yortzeit is actually this week, Chof Aleph Adar. Pasuk says, Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes. A few Pasuk come later. We're staying in Rishon a little bit here. Vayagrivu b'nei Aaron Adam Yilov. And the children of Aaron brought the blood. Vayitbol etzbo b'adam ha'itin ha'konos mizbech. Etz Adam Yitzok ha'yosom nesom mizbech. They put the blood where they're supposed to be on the mizbech. The children of Aaron HaKohen. And says the Rebbe Melech, you want to know an idea in education. You want to know an idea in any person who's teaching or learning or inspiring. First you have to be it yourself. First you have to be tocha kabaro. It says, what does that mean? They didn't just do the karbanos and they just did because what Aaron said. No, Aaron was filled with Avodas Hashem. He was filled with Kedusha, and that in result dripped down and it went towards his own son's Kedusha. And they learned from his actions. They learned to dedicate themselves to always grow and grow and grow. And that is the avoda of a Jew. The avoda of a Jew, as we said before, is to try not only ourselves grow, but help others grow as well. But the Imre Emes, from Rabbi Nuas of Miami Beach this week, he quoted the idea from the Imre Emes in Mishpatim. Six days you shall weep, and seventh day shall be holy for you, and you shouldn't rest your ox and your donkey and everything. He says, not only should your house have Shabbos, but all your possessions, your donkeys should know what Shabbos is. That all your kinyonim feel what Shabbos is. That if your entire essence is Shabbos, your entire essence of Shabbos should go into all your possessions. Your donkey and they know, your children, they know it's Shabbos. And that was the idea about Aaron HaKohen. They didn't just bring the blood and they brought the korbanos. No, Aaron HaKohen was such on a level himself. He's always trying to grow and have the mysterious nevesh of himself. And that trickled down to his own family. And says the Imre Emes, that's the idea by Shabbos as well. The more we talk about Shabbos, the more we infuse the Shabbos into our lives, it trickles down and has an impact on everything and everyone around us in our lives. Beautiful insight of the Rebbe Ramaylech and the Imre Emes. Moving on to idea number four. So now we flip towards the end of the Parsha in Shvi. If you go to Pasuk, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Ach mayan ubor mikveh mayim yitor v'nogia b'melosim yitmo. Only a spring or a pit of a gathering of water shall be tahor, but one who touches their carcass shall become impure. It says Rashi quotes the Chazal, "Hamchubarim lakarka in kabam tuma." Something that's connected to the ground, you cannot give off tuma from it. It says the Divrei Sol Majid, it's a beautiful insight. What does that mean? "Hamchubarim lakarka in kabam tuma." Apim achshava. He says when a person is connected to the ground, what does it mean? The ground when he has the midah of anava, anochi alafa ve'efer, then in kabam tuma. When a person has anava, when a person has humility in their life, then their Bona Shem says, "You're holy, you're pure." Someone says about Gaiva, the Bona Shem says, "I want nothing to do with you." Yitora toivil behem to mitzumasu. The Bona Shem says, "Ki zivche elchem ruach nishparach." Chodesh Baruch Hu says, "I want the people who are brokenhearted, the people who are humble." That's hamuchubar mekarka, mekam mitzuma, which obviously is very much connects to an insight we said before from the Chiddush Arim or a few psukim earlier by the Chasida bird. Right, the Chasida bird. Why is it called the Chasida bird? So Rashi quotes because it does chesed with its friends. Why is it tummy then? Says the Chiddush Arim. You want to know why it's tummy? It only does chesed with its friends. It only does kindness with its own kind. But it doesn't have the proper anava, the proper humility to care about someone that's different or someone that's not similar to them. And that's Chiddush Arim. So that's tummy, right? We got an extra insight over here at the 4B. Because the Chiddush Arim says the chesed bar is not just called not tummy. It's it looks good, but it only does chesed with its friends. The person has to have the aim and common. In mechubar on the karka, then you're not mekabel. They're not mekabel tuma. If you have the proper anava to help others, to help everyone, then a Jew will always be able to help everyone, no matter if they're similar or not similar. Beautiful insight of the Divrei Sol Majitz and the Chiddush. Moving on to idea number five, Parshas Para. So idea number five comes to us from Rabbi Leibel Eiger. Rabbi Leibel writes about Parshas Para. He says that doesn't make sense. Why do we even read Parshas Para nowadays? Because the whole point of Parshas Para is to mitahir before the Karban Pesach. But what good is the reading going to do? Because even the base of interest is going to be built immediately. Aim of shos lasos efer paro. We're not going to have the proper amount of time to be able to make the efer of the paro, to make the ashes of the paro. Because we know that it needs a very long time to be able to get those ashes going. It says Rabbi Leibel, we know that when we see that the Maisa, we still have the reading of Parshas Para nowadays. Says Rabbi Leibel, an incredible thing. She etzem kriyas ha parsha poel. The essence of the reading actually purifies our neshama. It purifies all the tumah that we're exposed to the entire year. And forget about it. At the end of the day, you're going to say, oh, we're not going to have enough time. No, the essence of the reading is metara one's nefesh. And it's mezachich, it's metara, it's kol chayisim mezumasum avonoseim, which is an incredible thing. Just by hearing the words of the Torah, this Shabbos by Parshas Parah, it's metara what the parah duma would do. He says that it's not just the essence of we're preparing ourselves for the paraduma. It is mamish the paraduma. When we're reading the Sefer Torah, the Shabbos, it's mamish like we're being the paraduma. We're cleaning ourselves up, we're cleansing ourselves. Which reminded me an idea from Rav Yitzchak Avorka, I think Rav Biederman writes. Rav Yitzchak Avorka was on his deathbed, and he said on his deathbed, there's nothing that's matara a Jew than a daf of Gemara. There's nothing that's matara Jew than a daf of Gemara. That when a Jew learns Torah, it purifies a person just as much as any mikvah would do. Let's just review these five insights. We start off with the Kli Yoker. Why dafka when that Aaron HaKohen brought the eagle? Kli Yisrael brought the eagle, but by Aaron HaKohen it was considered a carbon chatos, but by Kli Yisrael carbon ola. So the Kli Yoker, the carbon chatos is only has a metakin the maisa, but a carbon ola is metakin the thoughts and the actions. It says Aaron HaKohen never any idea to bring in a avodah zara, whatever it was. He just did it because he was trying to buy time. Kli Yisrael actually did it. They needed the carbon oil, not only the carbon chatas. Avodah Yisrael says a Jew's life is not only this world to affect others. What's la amal? We're in this world to work. No, not only was it to work to inspire others. La amal limod amanas alamid rashi tevos. The second idea we said from the Tefer Shlomo vayakrivu. Once a person comes to has the mysterious nefesh to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Yamdil Vnei Hashem, then they'll be zochet to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once the Ribbono Shel Olam sees the mysterious nefesh, he sees the dedication and the loyalty, then it was zochet to feel the Shechina, which reminded me of an idea of Yonas and Eibshitz on the Megillah itself, by Mordechai. Mordechai said, let Haman kill me, and Klai Yisrael will be scot free. How? Because Haman's going to see, Ahasuerus is going to see, oh, look at him. The only reason why he wants to kill the Klai Yisrael the next week is because Mordechai didn't bow down to him. I won't let him have it. That was the essence of the mysterious nevesh of Aaron HaKohen. The third idea was from the Rebbe Ramelech, whose yortzeit is this week, Chafal v'Adar, says by Aaron's sons, Ikruvu b'nei Aaron as Hadomi Lovin, test. They brought and they put all the blood in the mizbech. What's going on here? It says not. It's not just telling you historical fact. It's telling you that Aaron was filled with kedusha. He was able to trickle down to his own family because he was fully kulu committed in his dedication to the Rabbono Shem. It says there in Miyamis, that's the whole idea of a Shabbos. A Shabbos or our possessions or our family should be felling for Shabbos, should be gooing with Shabbos. That's what it means to your own donkey and your horse. They should know mamish what Shabbos is all about. And the fourth idea, which Rashi says Rashi says in Yod Alf Lamed Vav, Mechubar Mekark in Mekabel Tumah. Someone who's Mechubar to the ground, it's not Mekabel Tumah. What does that mean? Someone who has a connection to the ground, someone with a connection of the Midah of Anova, then it's not Tumah, it's Tahar. It's holy. It's pure to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Which reminds me of the idea of the Chiddush Shearim, that someone who does Chesed with his friends, but the Chasidah bird, Rashi says that it's not. It's Tame. It says Chiddush Shearim. Why? It's called. It does Chesed. No, because it only has the gaiva to do Chesed with its friends. It doesn't have the proper humility to do Chesed with everyone. And finally, the fifth and final idea of Leibel Eger says, what's the point to even read Parshas Parah? We're not going to be able to have time to prepare all the Afer and the ashes of the Parah. He says, no, the whole essence of the reading is Mamish bringing the Parah. He says in Tavir Shalam and Beis, the whole essence of reading, She'etzem Kriyas HaParshah Pol Olam Taras HaNefesh, Machvasa Tumasa. Essence of the reading actually is Matar, just like that, just like the red heifer, just like the parah would do. And it says, and I felt that was the same idea by Rav Yitzchak Gavorka. When a person learns Torah, it's matara a person's neshama. Nothing matara like that. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to take these ideas to affect ourselves, to affect others. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to always have the mysterious nefesh, to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have the mysterious nefesh for ourselves and help bring others closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to have the proper anava, to always help others no matter who we are, how we're similar to them or not similar to them. And finally, to understand the complete tahara of what every page and every learning and every Dvar Torah actually brings to our neshama.